Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
But Josh was interrupted. We might look at it again next Sunday. Joshua, if it hadn't been for the blood, Joshua would have died. Joshua would have died in Egypt if it hadn't been for the blood. When you study him out, he was firstborn of Nun, and he was in Egypt. And if he hadn't had faith in the blood, matter of fact, it was his parents, more than likely, that placed the blood over the doorpost. And because of parents that had faith, their child rose up to be a great leader in the nation of Israel. And I want to say something to you parents tonight. It does matter what we're doing with our children. Amen. It really does matter what we're doing with our children. I just want to say something to you, and then I'm going to preach to you. But parents, don't you listen to me real quick. And some of y'all can talk about this even more than I can. But I want you to listen to what I'm fixing to say. Before you turn around twice, Brother Aaron, that little girl's going to be gone. She's going to be grown. Some boy's going to come by and sweep her off her feet. And she's going to get married. And you and Miss Bethany will be sitting at home by yourself before you turn around twice. You said, preacher, how you know that? Because that's the next chapter of my life, Brother Tim, Miss Vicky. That's where I'm headed, where y'all are at, very quickly. And Madeline fixing to get married, and I was watching Brother Aaron hold that little girl a while ago, and I thought, boy, I remember holding Madeline. I remember when we came here, Olivia was just a few months old whenever we came here, and now she's 19 years old and in college and working a job. You better cherish the time that you have with your kids while they're small. And I want to say something else to you. And then I'm going to give you a thought. I think I'm going to give you a thought out of Genesis or out of John chapter number 6. The word lad is what I'm interested in John chapter number 6. If you don't know your Bible, it's where a little boy brings his lunch. A lad, a small kid is what that is, brings his lunch. And Jesus, nobody else had anything, and Jesus took what that little boy had and fed probably 15 to 20,000 people. We know there's just 5,000 that's just men. But let me tell you the only reason that little boy had something to take. More than likely because Mama fixed it for him. Mama sent it with him. The little boy probably didn't get up that day and fix his lunch, but Mama fixed it and sent him with him. And because Mama invested in that lad influenced, and that lad helped probably 15 to 20,000 people that day. You study the word lad out in the Bible, and you'll find that, again, I made mention of this morning, the law of first mention in the Word of God. And I was studying it again today, and I was thinking, when is lad? When is it the first time in the Bible? So I looked it up, and here's what I found. It's interesting. The first time we see the word lad, that kid, in the Bible is Genesis chapter number 21. You know the story of Genesis 21, I'm sure, but if you don't, let me just fill you in on it real quick. It's about a man by the name of Abraham, and he's got a boy, and his name's Isaac. And God tells Abraham to take his son up on the mountain and to sacrifice his son. That's what he's going to do. And he's not just going to kill his son that day, but if you'll study that out, that was a burnt offering that he was going to make that day. So Abraham was going to take Isaac up on the mountain. He was going to kill him. He was going to fillet him off the bone. Then he was going to burn his flesh. But it's interesting because Abraham says this in Genesis chapter number 21. He says, I and the lad is going yonder to worship, and we're coming back to you. You know what Abraham said? Abraham said this, I believe that even though I'm going to take my son up on that mountain, and he was going to, because he took the wood with him for the burnt offering. He said, me and my boy's going up on that mountain, and I'm going to kill my boy. Now, I'm not telling you to go home and kill your boy. Now, somebody say amen right there. But I'm going to take my son up on that mountain, and I'm going to place him on an altar. And I'm believing that God's going to get him back up that off that altar. We're going to worship the Lord together. We're coming back down the mountain. You know what Abraham does? He takes his son, the lad, up on the mountain. He's fixing to sacrifice him. And God provides himself a ram that's caught in the bush that day, and he doesn't have to sacrifice him. Now you think about Isaac laying on the altar that day. You think about Abraham, no doubt in my mind. He begins to praise God and he begins to magnify God because God has answered the prayer and he ends up not sacrificing Isaac. You think about years to come that never got away from Isaac. Brother Elijah, train them up in the way they should go when they're old. They're not depart from. It never got away from Isaac the faith that his daddy had. Can I say that again? The faith, not his mama, but the faith that his daddy had. That lad never got over the faith of his father. Now, I want to say this to you, and then I think I'm going to give you a thought in John 6. It's important what you're instilling in your children at a young age. It's very important. The reason so many young people now has become adults and don't go to church is because mom and daddy never instilled it in them when they was a lad. Everything else was more important. I don't know if I'll get to John 6 or not. Everything else was more important. Boy, if Abraham hadn't have took Isaac on that mountain that day, Isaac would have never saw the move of God the way that he did. No doubt it changed his life forever because where his dad had him at when he was a lad. It does matter what we do with our children. It does matter. Somebody say amen. It does matter the training that we're giving our children when they're young. I want to ask you this question tonight. I'll preach John 6 some other time. I'll ask you this question tonight. What are you doing with your lad? We've watched these kids. We've seen seniors today. What are you doing with your lad? What are you doing with them? What are they seeing from God in your life? What did they know about God? Not from the preacher, and not from a Sunday school teacher, and not from a Kids from Christ worker, and not from Brother Elijah and Miss Maddie, and not from Brother Aaron and Miss Bethany. What are they seeing from God in your life? Dad, what did they know about your prayer life? I'm telling you, Isaac never got over it. I'm telling you, you never got over it. What are they seeing from God in your life? How are you preparing them for the days to come? How are you studying, and I'm not going to get in on this because I'll make some people mad. It does matter how you educate your children. It really does matter. It really does. In an average school year, everybody okay right now? In an average school year, the school teacher at the public school will spend more time with your child than you do. It does matter. It does. You said, preacher, what do you think about the school system? You probably don't want to talk to me about that. I've got more Bible for homeschooling my kids than I do anything else. There's more Bible for that than anything else. Now, you can say amen or old me. I'm not going to argue it with you. I've got facts about it. He told me to train up the child in the way it should go, not to send them off somewhere else. He told me to do it. I want to ask you this. Are you investing in them, that lad? So, preacher, they're going to miss out. Miss Tanya, come start playing. They're going to miss out on this or they're going to miss out on that. Boy, Isaac didn't miss out on nothing. Preacher, they're going to miss out. You know what? If that boy in John chapter number 6, I believe it's all my heart. I believe his mama prepared him a lunch to take that day. You know what she did? She invested in that child. And when that child got to somebody else, that child invested in thousands upon thousands upon thousands. Why? Because somebody invested in the lad. Somebody put time in the lad. Somebody put time in him. What are we teaching the lad? What are we putting into him? Hey, Daddy, how much time do you spend talking to your son about the Word of God? Hey, Dad, have you took your son to the prayer closet and showed him where you prayed at? Let me take it a step further. It's hard to take him somewhere you don't have. Somebody's going, boy, I wish you was back on vacation. The way some of y'all looking right now, I wish I was too. I'm just being real with you. Do we sit down and read the Bible with them? What did they know? Can they go, you know what, when I get up in the mornings, I've saw where Dad's been with the Lord. I've saw where he's read the Word of God. I've saw where he talked to God. When your kid has a very serious prayer request, you know who the first person they should go to is? It shouldn't be Brother Elijah. It shouldn't be Miss Maddie. It shouldn't be Brother Aaron or Miss Bethany or Brother Josh or Miss Kayla or their Kids for Christ teacher or me or Miss Leslie. It should be a mom and a dad. They know they can run to them in the time of need. Maybe. What are we investing in that lad? Maybe the reason they don't, Brother Josh, is because you live a completely different lifestyle there than you do here. Maybe it's because the preacher gets up and preaches and you say amen, and then when you leave the church, you tear the preacher apart. Well, he shouldn't have said this, and he shouldn't have done that. And maybe it's because you're just, well, Jesus said it this way, boys, you hypocrite. Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying you speak well of me with your mouth, but your heart's far from me? Our kids is watching every move we make. They're watching everything that we do. They're listening to every word that we say. What are we investing in the lad? Boy, Abraham invested in the lad. And look at the legacy we have from Isaac now. Look at the life that Isaac lived. I want to encourage you tonight. May we invest in the lad. Look right here. Look at these boys sitting up here. Hey, y'all don't do this on a normal basis, but stand up here. Stand up on this. It's okay. It's okay. I promise you, your daddy and mama won't beat you tonight. Now turn around. That is the next generation. That's it. What we're investing, stand up. I remember him when he was here. And let me tell you the reason he's sitting on the front row tonight with a Bible in his hand. It's because somebody invested in the lad. He ain't the lad no more. I can still whoop him. Where's mom and daddy at? Do you think you can take your daddy? Think you can take your mama? What are we putting in them? Nicholas, stand up. There it is. Madeline, stand up. Haley, where you at, honey? Taylor, stand up. Taylor's done left the building. There she is. I remember when they was this. Hannah, stand up, honey. I remember Brother Josh when she was this. You know who's teaching your kids on Sunday morning now? Look right there. Look right there. You know who's teaching them on Sunday nights now, Wednesday nights? Look right there. Say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying this. We better invest in the lad. We better invest in the lad. That's the hope. Look at little Silas back there. Runs in every service. Says, hey, preacher JB. And hugs me. I'm telling you, church. What are we investing in the lad? It's just not us, but it's mamas and daddies. It's kept them in church. It's kept them faithful. Now here we are. The lad. You can sit down, lad. You can sit down, boys. Be real careful. Father, as we stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed tonight, Lord, help us to invest in the lad. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Several's moving around the altar. I want to encourage parents to find their way in an altar tonight and say, God, help me to invest in my lad. God, help me to invest in my child. God, help me to keep my child right. God, help me to keep them in the house of God. There's coming a day that they're going to be out from underneath us, and they're going to do whatever it is that they choose to do. Mine could go away from God in any given moment. But boy, while I got them in my roof, I want to invest in the lad. I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference in the lad. I want to invest in that kid. I'm all for our teenagers and our young adults and trying to help them. But I'm telling you, where it all starts at, it's when they're just a kid. When they're just a kid.